because I cannot get this out of my mind, that you were with Teresa. There's a photographer that's one of Linda's best friends, Teresa Raffiti, and Teresa's photographing different people during the pandemic. And she photographed Linda. And tell her, I just feel like this is so telling, like what the image of you, I can see it in my mind, even though I haven't seen the picture. Well, but tell her what you did, because it's so Linda.
Yeah. Well, she said, I'm going to do a project, and this is her art, you know. And she said, I'm selecting people, and it's great to do this with you if you want to do it. You know, she was like, and she said, think about it. And so we met a couple of days ago, and he said to me, what's missing? And I said, the touch, the feel, the connection. I feel that, you know, as living alone as I am, you know, restricted to that. I can't hug my grandchildren. I can't hug my children. You know, there's this distance because we're in different houses, you know, in different places, and so there is this requirement for health sake. But also, there is this kind of the saddest part to me is that lack of connection. And so I said to her, I said, you know, I said, I think. Why don't we do me hugging a tree? so she put out a lot of images of different artists had done and gave me ideas. And then I decided that I have my daisies in my garden that are starting to bloom. And I said, I'm gonna bring a daisy, and just one daisy. So we did some with the daisy with that. She's still working on this, but when she gets the final work done, Callie, you might want to look at them all. Cause I think
that they're going to be great.
Who's a little bit younger than me that loves to rollerblade, and she's going to rollerblade in costumes, and I don't know.
Yeah, they're all different. But yeah, Linda's is Linda, like, holding a daisy and hugging a tree, but you can't see her face.
Yeah, there's no face.
Oh.
And it just sounds so great. You know, it's just like, oh, that sounds so amazing.
Yeah, it sounds so lovely. I think I think it's really interesting, Linda, that you talk about how you're thinking about touch and how that's such a big part of why being apart from each other is hard. And I think for me, when I see your work, I see so much of your touch. Like, it's about feeling and the texture. And I think that's such a huge part of your work that it's so poetic that that's the thing that you bring up about now.
Yes, and I feel it's you know, because I do build things and sculpt things and I print them. It is about the feel of things, the texture of the leaves, the burl oak and the black oak all have a kind of wonderful velvety side to them. On the vein side that you see the veins, and when you touch that, it's almost like petting a furry animal or something. These trees are amazing, and they're beautiful trees. They won't grow in Dallas. There are not any of those in Dallas. They have to have a certain kind of sandy West Texas soil or something, and they only grow in certain locations, and there's a whole hilltop of them out there at Harry's, which is amazing, you know. And that's the one. It was so nice to, I don't know, be out there. I'm very curious to see where my art goes when I leave that place finally, you know.
Right.
I'm very interested to see. And it's just, you know, it will be a change, you know. And I think I'm blending myself into that change, that simplicity, into a singular feeling. And again, the idea of touch, it's just so important. And it's so important not just as artists, it's so important for, as a human being, that mm-hmm. that relationship. Isolation is a terrible weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It is a weapon that you know, they put people in isolation as punishment.
I know.
And so I feel that right now, in a way, the sadness I feel is the isolation. I don't
right.
know. It's not, and it's not that we can't communicate. We can. We're talking and everything. And I mean, this has been a happy day for me. I'm a lot of talking.
Because I called you like 100 times.
No, I love doing
yeah.
this because I feel like I'm, and I love going out in the woods with Teresa and hugging trees. I mean, that was really great. There's simple things happening right now.